Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 270. Will a man rob God? The prophet Malachi penned a question which seemed to be incredible. He asked, "Will a man rob God?" Malachi 3:8. The question seemed to answer itself. It was incomprehensible that one would rob God. It would have been no more astonishing to inquire, "Will a man rob his mother?" At first thought, the reply to such a question would appear to be a resounding no. But God answered the question by saying, "Yet ye rob me." They had done the unbelievable. They were guilty of what was not even thought possible. They were robbers of God. To rob is to deprive of or withhold from, unjustly or injuriously, to defraud. They had withheld from God that which rightfully belonged to Him. Number one, they robbed God by keeping the best for themselves and giving the leftovers to God. God demanded the best they had to offer. "But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you." Leviticus 22:20. In violation of the law, they brought the animals that were blind, sick, and lame. The Lord said, "Present it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee?" Malachi 1:8. They would not have given the inferior animals as gifts to the governor, but they thought nothing of bringing such offerings to God. "And ye have brought that which was taken by violence, and the lame and the sick. Thus ye bring the offering. Should I accept this at your hand?" saith Jehovah. Malachi 1:13. The God of heaven still demands the best of His servants. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. When we keep the best for ourselves and give the leftovers to God, we also become robbers of God. There are many members of the church who satisfy their own wants first, and they give God whatever remains. As God required of Israel, "Should I accept this at your hand?" Number two, they robbed God by withholding their tithes and offerings. They owed God a portion of what they had, but they had withheld these tithes and offerings. Malachi 3:8. This might have been done in either of two ways. A, some might have withheld their tithes and offerings by refusing to give at all. There are those who live in God's world and receive a mighty bounty at His hand, but who give nothing at all unto the giver and sustainer of life. B, others may give something, but hold back a portion of that which belongs to God. The Israelites were commanded to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Malachi 3:10. We who live in this dispensation are to give as we have been prospered, 1 Corinthians 16:2, but some give enough only to comfort their consciences. More teaching can be done on this basic Bible subject. Most members of the church will do better when they are taught better. There are conscientious Christian people who are not giving liberally only because they have never fully understood what the Bible teaches on this subject. Reconsider what you're giving to the Lord. Many families are giving the same amount they were giving several years ago. Their financial condition may have changed, or they may have learned more about their responsibilities to God. It would be good for all of us, regardless of whether we need to change our giving or not, to reconsider at least once a year what we're giving to see whether it is in harmony with the will of God. Furthermore, a reconsideration of the matter will cause us to think about our giving. Some may give without any forethought, but our giving should be planned and purposed. Be consistent in giving. One needs to give as he has been prospered week after week, not merely once in a while when he feels like it. If he is in town, then his contribution to the elders or make it up when he returns. If he has prospered that week, he is obligated to give just as if he had been in town. Put the Lord first in giving. Some cannot give because they spend all they make on themselves, and nothing is left for God. Therefore, it is better to take out what we owe unto God first, then spend what is left on our needs and wants. In this way, we do not shortchange God for our own desires. We need to learn to put God and His kingdom first in all things. Remember the church in your will. Many people could leave something to the church in their will without creating any hardship at all on their children or their heirs. Some good people have the church as their main interest in life, but when they are gone, their property is scattered in every direction, and the church receives no benefit from it at all. How much better to remember the kingdom of God not only in life, but after we are gone. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let each man do according as he hath purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.